Your organization and some political leaders say the Obama administration and the EPA are conducting a war on coal that's resulting in this steady decline in coal field jobs. But economists who follow energy say most of the job loss is being driven by basic economics, that government regulation is not a primary factor. So, which is it? Marketplace economics or government regulation or both?
I don't use the term war on coal. I think it doesn't really give the issue sort of the nuances it needs, the complexity that I think comes with it. I think that's more of a political bullet point, if you will, that works politically. But sometimes I think when we're talking about this issue, we need to kind of go beyond that. So I'm always a little cautious of being attributed to the war on coal phrase. The question is, why is Eastern Kentucky coal more expensive? Why is it having those competitive challenges with its price and has to have a higher price than what we see in the Illinois coal basin and other coal fields? And some of that does relate directly to environmental regulation under this president. A lot of what he's done, especially in his first term, and in simplifying, I'd say in his first term, the Obama administration was focused on the production of coal. They've turned their sights now more towards the usage of coal in second term as the president's tried to address the issue of climate change. So a lot of the reasons why that coal is more expensive and not competitive like it could be is because of government intervention.
The major scientific agencies of this country, NASA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they agree that climate change is occurring, that humans are contributing to it. Does the coal industry acknowledge or dispute this science?
I think the question becomes, who's going to pick up the check for this issue? So to me, technology has got to be a big part of this equation. We need coal as a resource to create electricity. Let's find a technology that allows us to do it in a way. I think carbon capture has not worked out like we wanted it to. Carbon sequestration has a lot of issues to it. But a technological solution to this is going to do much better than just saying, okay, we're going to move away from this natural resource, keep it in the ground, or we're going to ship it to other countries where we're going to use it there. And that doesn't make any sense to me. I want Kentuckians to get the benefit of coal and the low-cost electricity, not other economies in other countries. So to your question, you know, climate change is an issue that I think a lot of, you know, worldwide leaders are concerned about. But when you ask Kentuckians, will you be willing to pay more for electricity to address this global problem? I'd say the vast majority would say no. And because of that, not wanting to do that, because it's going to affect states differently, you know, Kentucky's going to be hit harder than most. There's a real resistance, and that's where the disagreement with the president can't find any common ground. You know, we believe coal should be used in Kentucky because it's good for Kentucky. Find a solution by technology. You don't just solve Kentucky's problems, you solve the world's problems.